We were standing in front of Sunday school rooms and looking at some of the plants there, and Tom Moore was remarking on them, and I said, we got a bunch of those at home, and I told him I'd bring him some. And as I was thinking about gathering these plants, I said, gee, this ought to be, I ought to be able to get a children's sermon out of this somehow. Do you reckon? Oh, well, sure does look like a cactus. You know what? It's not even in the cactus family. It's in the lily family, actually. And does anybody recognize what this might be? An aloe, yeah. This is an aloe plant. Now, a lot of you have heard about the aloe vera, which they use to make your skin soft and all kinds of things. Well, this is an aloe variegata. And the aloe vera is from Europe or a Mediterranean area, and this is from South Africa. But we've got a bunch of these at home. And I said, gee, now there's got to be a neat legend about aloes that I could share with you. And so, you know, whenever you're looking for something, you know where you look for it nowadays? On the internet, or in school, yeah, or on the internet. So I went to the internet, and I put in aloe, and there were 10,000 places on the internet that talked about aloe. And so I was looking at some of the more promising ones, and after reading through about 100 of them, I realized there are no legends about aloe. But you know what? We can make up some along the way, and that's what I was going to do. Looks like a cactus. You know what? It does have these real stickery stickers on the end of them. And what it sort of reminded me of at this time of the year, especially, of some stickers that are important at Easter time, and that was the crown of thorns that Jesus had. I don't know if you remember in the story, but when Jesus was taken for the to be tried, and they just did some bad things to him, one of the things they did was to put a crown of thorns on him, and it just cut him and made him bleed. And I found out that those can make you bleed. I was trying to pull up these things and got all scratched up. But yeah, this reminds me, especially nowadays, about the crown of thorns that Jesus wore and all that he went through for us. Now, there's something else about aloe. You know, I can't grow plants very well. I don't take care of them very well. Sometimes I... Huh? Your pappy can. Yeah, there are a lot of people that can. Oh. Well, I tend to leave these out. I'll pull them up and I'll throw them around, and they'll lay out on the ground for sometimes weeks at a time before I decide what I'm going to do with them. And when they look like they're just completely dead, I can put them in the ground and they'll start growing again. And what that reminds me of, again, here at Easter time, is that Jesus, and God through Jesus, let us know that death, or things that really, you know, we think they're dead and gone, that that's not all there is. They've promised us that there's more to come. There's new life. And so the aloe kind of reminds me of that as well. It has the promise of new life in it. Now, something else about an aloe, and I don't know whether you know about it, is inside those leaves, there is something yucky. Oh, boy. Let's see if I can. What is it?
Yucky slime.
Yucky slime, yeah. And I'm going to take one of these and I'm going to cut it. Let's see if I can do that now. And we'll look at that. How did you know that there was yucky slime in here?
Because I've done it at my
grandma's. Oh, you've seen these before. And sure enough, inside there is all kinds of yucky slime. But you know what? It's not sticky. And actually, it's good medicine. What we use these for is for sunburns. And you can get out in the sun and get a bad, bad sunburn and come in. Yeah, and you put these on it, and frequently it won't even blister. It'll have a good time. So it's got a medicinal effect, and that's what they use them for a lot nowadays. But what that reminds me of is the great healer. Who do you suppose the great healer is? The one that, well, we look at it. Probably Jesus. Well, God's a great healer, and we see Jesus as representation that God came down to us. And so when I look at the aloe, I remember all Jesus did for us. I remember the promise of new life that we have through Jesus. And I remember that Jesus is the great healer, and that he's given us a lot of things like aloe plants that can help to heal us. Now then, what I've got here is some aloe plants for you to take home. And anybody else that wants a big aloe plant or a little aloe plant, I got a trunk full of them. And just see me sometime this afternoon, and I'll transfer them to your trunk. And I hope you enjoy them.